We have the Mizmor, the 42nd chapter of Tehillim, which is a song by the sons of Korach. And these are individuals who switch sides in the last possible moment. Meaning, until the ground opened up, the sons of Korach were with Korach. And as everyone was being swallowed, Korach stuck to his guns, Dasan and Aviram stuck to his guns. The camp that was against Moshe Rabbeinu was sticking their ground till the last moment, except the sons of Korach. And the sons of Korach compiled this chapter of Tehillim, and they say, "Kayal tarog al afike mayim," as this ewebag, this ram, whatever animal it is exactly, yearns for the brooks, for the streams of water. Why does the ram yearn for the streams of water? Because it knows that's the source of life. It travels the arid desert, and it knows life is that stream of water. And so it yearns for life when it yearns for that stream of water. Ken nafshita ogelecha Elokim. So my soul realizes that life it's yearning for is the connection to you, Hashem. It's not just, I seek you like he seeks the brook. No, if we think about it, there's much more to it than that. Deep down inside, everyone knows that there's this connection. Chazal tell us, Vayipach ba'atav nishmat chayim, just as Hashem blew life into the first Adam and Eve, Adam Chava, right? That's true about every one of us. And we say it every morning in davening. Elokai nishama shenata tabi. Hashem, that soul that's within me, you blew it into me. We say that every one of us, we say it in davening every morning, every one of us had the soul blown into him, just like Adam did. And so the soul yearns for its root, where did it come from? To get back to the source. The soul has an inner yearning. When people tell me, where do I find God? I say, you can find it in yourself. You could look outside, but you could also find it in yourself, because deep down inside, everyone has this internal compass that's always looking, yearning, and looking. Yeah, but there are a lot of things you see that get in your way. Tell us the sons of Korach, just like the ram is looking for the source of life, for that stream of water, so too our souls are searching. Elecha Elokim. Tzam'a nafshi le'Elokim. My soul is thirsting for Hashem, the Kel Chai, to the living God. I want to see him in life. I want to see him here. You know, I could read philosophy. I could hear about the Exodus from Egypt. But where is he in my life? Tzama nafshi le'Elokim lekel chai. Matay yavo ve'eray pnei Elokim. And it's not only about kel chai, but it's the recognition that my life is when I'm seen, or when I appear before Hashem, which... obviously, Hashem is everywhere, and yet there's the greater connection of appearing before Hashem. The sons of Korach, they weren't around in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. What were they yearning for? The Mishkan was there. But maybe there's more to it than that. Maybe there are things that stand in our way. Meaning we all have what we call klipot, we all have those peels, we all have things that get in our way of getting close to Hashem. So on the one hand, we recognize there's this thirst. On the other hand, there are things that stand in my way. I like the milkshake, I like the burekas, I like the falafel, I like the pizza, I like the steak, I like the Mercedes, I like the Rolls Royce, I like the Audi, I don't know what are the fancy cars today. There are a lot of things I like, and they get in my way. And when will I reach that point where I will be in the face of Hashem, where I will show myself before Hashem? So the sons of Korach, who had a lot of things between them and Hashem, and the real thing that stood between Korach and the truth was his own pride. And although he represented it as though he was L'shem Shemayim, we know he wasn't. So the sons of Korach come back and tell us, but the truth is, that deep down inside there is this yearning and there is this recognition that that is where life is. And I think that the comparison to this animal is teaching us something that it's innate. It's not learned. It's something which is there. Just like this animal has this internal drive, where am I going to find life? Every person has such a drive, and that perhaps that's the message of the Kuzari as well. The recurring dream. There are knocks on the doors of our heart. And the question is, are we going to open up? But the knocks are there. And everyone has them. Kayal Tarog, just as that ram, Tarog, it yearns for those streams of water.